All right. In the words of Rakim, it's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you. But I did. So, yeah, sorry about that. Welcome once again to Kilo Bravo Radio. And no, it is not dead. It is not gone. I've just had a lot going on. For those of you who may have listened to this and suddenly there's a new episode that popped up in your feed, I appreciate you staying subscribed. If not, hey man, not cool. Why'd you leave? Anyway, I'm going to do a new format here. I'm planning on trying to get some guests and things over time. Hopefully sooner rather than later, because I would like to keep this going and I don't think I want to stick with this particular format. For some of you, you're wondering what I'm talking about with a podcast because you're watching a video right now. So for those of you listening, I'm doing this as a video and as a podcast. The audio will be available through iTunes and the same place I had it before for now. I'm not sure. I may end up changing that. For those of you on video, hi, welcome. Thank you for joining me. And so, yeah, I just kind of wanted to jump back in because it's been a little while since I've done one of these. And unfortunately, you know, what they say about best laid plans and all that stuff, things haven't gone the way that I wanted it to in regards to doing the podcast and or my business and the things that I wanted to discuss with the show. I have not given up, despite what it may have seemed like. So I have some things on the agenda. I'm not really going to talk too much right now about what I'm going to do, because every time I do that, it doesn't pan out. So I'm just going to do a quick little, you know, video here. And I thought, what better one to do than the hot topic right now, which apparently is Suicide Squad. So for those of you who haven't seen it, I'm going to try to be as spoiler-free as possible. That said, spoiler alert, you know, I can't promise I'm not going to give away some things in the course of me talking about it, but, I've seen one of the things I noticed. Okay. So I just went on vacation. For those of you who can see me, you might notice I look a little pinkish. I got a little sunburn, went to visit my, parents in Florida and, you know, got a little sun. That's what happens in the sunshine state. So I went down there, and the movie Suicide Squad was released the day that I was traveling. So I was traveling when it came out. I didn't go to a midnight show because, frankly, I haven't done one of those in years because I'm getting too old for that crap. It just kicks my butt. And then I was driving on the Friday when it came out, which was, at the time of this recording, a week ago. So while I was down there, my daughter really wanted to see it ever since the first teaser trailer and, you know, the whole Joker. I'm not doing it justice, but, not to get sidetracked here, but that's a good segue as any to say that I liked Heath Ledger. Wow. I liked Jared Leto's Joker. I'm not going to try to compare it to Heath Ledger's Joker, because it's not a fair comparison, because they're totally different. They're totally different characters. I will say though about Jared Leto's Joker for right now, I'm sure I'm going to say more here in a minute, but what I will say about Jared Leto's Joker for right this second is that I thought it was a fairly comic book accurate Joker. That was sort of realistic, if that makes any sense at all, which I don't know that it does to me either, so if it doesn't, don't feel bad. But anyway, so I was driving, you know, it came out like a week ago today, and I was driving, didn't get to see it, got down there, we did some things, and then on the day before we were going to leave, we decided to go see Suicide Squad, because another friend of mine had seen it, and I had some concerns about seeing it with my daughter, because she's a little young, she's not too young, PG-13 is fine, my issue is, I don't want a lot of, like, innuendo and things that I'm going to have to explain. Because I don't want to, you know, I could probably do an entire show talking about that sort of stuff. But I think kids should be able to be kids and not have that stuff just thrust at them. Right. And yeah, I get it. They weren't making this movie for kids, but at the same time, you had to know that Harley Quinn and the Joker were going to attract kids. They're colorful. Just in colors alone, that was going to make kids want to see it, right? So I had concerns because I've seen some other David Ayer movies. And I'm a fan of him. But his stuff can be pretty dark. So I was also concerned about that. So I was worried about the level of violence because I saw Fury, dude. Wow. Wow. And not for nothing, the Schwarzenegger DEA one. Crap, I don't remember the name of that right now. That's gonna bug me. But the one that had Schwarzenegger and the dude from True Blood that was Alcide. Joe, what is it? Joe Manganiello or man, I can't remember anything right now. It's too much Florida Sun apparently. But yeah, so he was in that, but it was like Schwarzenegger was a DEA agent and his family was murdered and so he lived alone and there was this thing about stolen money or whatever. Same guy. You know what? I got my phone right here. I am going to look that up right now because the name of that is that's going to bug me. But I saw that movie as well, right? So I'm a fan of David Ayer. I like the stuff that he does. You know, especially like Fury, like honestly, the only thing I can say about Fury is that I wasn't ready. That movie was brutal in a way I wasn't ready for, which was awesome. So, you know, I said all that to say, like, I was a fan of his, but I did have concerns that he, you know, him being the helmer for this movie, that it might be a little darker than I wanted my daughter to be going to at that age, right? So it's called Sabotage. I just looked it up on IMDb. Anyway, it's called Sabotage. If you haven't seen that movie, it's kind of cool, but wow. Wasn't expecting that. So, wow. According to this, it's only got a 5.7 out of 10 on IMDb. I feel like that's not very fair for Sabotage. That was a much better movie than that. Anyway, moving right along. So I was concerned about that because, as I said, you know, that stuff can be kind of brutal. And there was also some, you know, sexual innuendo stuff that was in the trailer. So I had some concerns and a friend of mine saw it and he knew what my concerns were. And he was like, dude, you're going to be fine. All the innuendo was in the trailer and the violence is, you know, typical action movie violence. So I was like, sweet, I'll go see that. And I took her to see it. And I was... There's like one scene in a club where Harley gets a little, I don't know, like flirty that I was a little concerned about as I'm watching it. And don't get me wrong, like I'm not like a prude. I'm not like that kind of person. I just don't want that stuff thrust on a child. And she's not even really like a child anymore. She's a teenager basically. So. But I'm still her dad. I don't want to deal with that. So I was concerned, but it worked out fine. So that said, I went and saw it and I guess, you know, to start off, what I should say is I dug it. I mean, don't get me wrong. It is full of holes. I'm hoping that there's a director's cut that comes out that fills in some of those holes, but it's full. There are some big, like that movie's got some issues. But that said, it was good. Like, I enjoyed it. There was, again, there's a few things to it. And I know lots of people are complaining about a lot of things, which kind of brings me to the reason I wanted to do this particular movie as a podcast to kind of get back into the swing of things. Because I wanted to talk about a few things that I had seen and heard online since the movie came out. And people are bashing this movie. Which I don't understand. I don't I don't get the hate. You know, again, that said, there are a few things in the movie that irritate me. First and foremost, and this is one of my biggest pet peeves in movies, is when there's something in the trailer that's not in the movie. Or it's different. And this movie had that. There was one thing, there was like a scene, and I'm trying to be spoiler free here. But there's a scene in one of the trailers with the where they show the bar stuff. And that bar scene is totally different from how there was information that was shown. There was like a scene released for it, or it was in a trailer or something. But there was some stuff in the bar sequence that just, like, I had seen, but it wasn't in the movie. And that irritates the life out of me. I remember a few years ago when the first Cloverfield came out, right? Somebody asked J.J. Abrams something about something. Don't you just love that description there? So someone asked him something about something. But they asked him some sort of question, and he was discussing how he hated when there were things in trailers that weren't in the movie. And then he did it. Because if you watch Cloverfield, one of the big things that was in the marketing materials for that movie is that shot of the headless Statue of Liberty, right? That's nowhere in Cloverfield. It's not. And don't give me that garbage about the head flying down the road because, oh, it alludes to it or whatever. No. No, it wasn't in the movie. And that pissed me off. Especially since you talked about how you don't like that. So, JJ. Anyway, moving right along. So that was in there. You know, but again, I liked it. Like, I thought it was pretty good. It was enjoyable. I don't know what you wanted going in from a Suicide Squad movie. But you know, I mean, for the most part, we got it. We got a Suicide Squad movie. You know, Deadshot. I was never a fan of them casting Will Smith. I don't have anything against Will Smith. I've liked quite a few of his movies, you know. I mean, I even saw After Earth. I'm not going to say that was a good movie, and I'm not going to say I liked it. I didn't. It was horrible. But I thought he did a really good job in it. And, you know, I'm trying to think of another non-Independence Day Will Smith movie that I liked. But anyway, he wasn't bad as Deadshot, which, you know, I'm kind of mad at. Like, I wanted him to be bad because I didn't want him to be Deadshot. So that was both cool and kind of sucked. Margot Robbie, is that her name? Was awesome as Harley Quinn. I think one of the things, like, people are giving this movie a lot of bashing because, you know, and I guess rightfully so, that I'm trying to think of what I'm trying to say here. They tried to cram too much into it. I'll give you that. I will give you that, right? But I don't think that in any way diminishes the movie. I think for what they were able, for what the constraints were and what they needed to do to effectively do a Suicide Squad movie. So think about it, right? Like, everybody saw, ooh, Suicide Squad, and they got excited, right? The comic book fans saw it and got excited. People that were non-comic book fans were just like, oh, what's this? You know, people that were like peripherally aware of comic books. Kind of thing, like, they saw that and thought, oh, that looks interesting, right? But here's the thing, you know, you can't compare Suicide Squad to Avengers, right? Because, you know, other than the Marvel DC stuff, but it's the Avengers each had their own movies to set them up. There was no Harley Quinn movie, there was no Deadshot movie, there was no Katana movie, which would be awesome. So people that were complaining that there wasn't really any setup, you know, they tried to give you an intro at the beginning of the movie into the people. And it was kind of a typical David Ayer style type of thing, I would say. Like, I don't know that he's necessarily done that in anything, but I felt that it was very David Ayer. I don't know why I really have nothing to back that up, so sorry. But so they kind of give you this intro into people as, you know, to open the movie up and give you a little something. And another thing that some people have problems with is the flashbacks. And Harley Quinn's got a couple flashbacks that just kind of happen, and they don't really go with anything. And they're giving you more Harley Quinn's story, which some people, again, complained about, which I think that's my real issue, right? And I've been one of them. I have. Some people will just, like, they're going to be mad. So I really have no right to speak negatively about that. But I'm going to because you know, I mean, I had anybody who knows me knows I tore Man of Steel to shreds. I ripped it a new one because there's a lot wrong with it. There's a ton wrong with it. I mean, right off the bat, at the beginning of the movie, Krypton's got a yellow sun. That's just insulting. And there I go. Sorry. But So, because I'm a huge Superman fan. I have a Superman tattoo, and it's not the S. It's the guy. I have a tattoo of Superman. So clearly I'm a fan, right? So I tore Man of Steel to shreds, rightfully so. I stand by that. However, it's not a bad movie. I mean, there's a lot wrong with it, and they get, and I think what makes me so mad about that one is that there's things that they get fundamentally wrong about the character. So that's why I'm mad. I mean, you know, because Man of Steel is kind of DC's Iron Man for this cinematic universe that they seem to be creating that until now they had shown no interest in doing. And I say until now because they've now given us a couple things that all stem from Man of Steel. And Suicide Squad is one of them. So with that said, the people that are like mad because it didn't stick to the comics, I think that's wrong. Like, I wasn't mad at Man of Steel because it didn't stick to comics. I was mad at Man of Steel because they got some fundamental character things wrong. Primarily, like, yeah, I was mad about the Red Sun, and I'm going to complain about that to no end. But one of my biggest ones is the when Jonathan Kent dies. And he just, you know, Kevin Costner's all holds up the hand and you know, makes him not come and save him. And he just dies in front of him because of the tornado or whatever. And if that's a spoiler, if you still haven't seen Man of Steel, you know, sorry. But that's a fundamental character flaw. Like, that is the person who was writing the movie fundamentally does not understand Superman. Because one of the things about Superman is that he has to grapple with there are some things that even he cannot do anything about. And the death of his father was one of them. And so the fact that you changed it to not only something that he could have done something about, but that he didn't, I mean, that's just you don't understand Superman at all. You just don't. So that said, getting back to Suicide Squad, if you know, I mean, they got Harley's origin right. So if you're mad that they just crammed it in and cheapened that story, because it was a pretty good story, you know, yeah, okay, but, I mean, at least they got it right. At least they got the fundamental character stuff about her. And I see people they're complaining about, you know, they try to cram too much in, blah 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 blah. But it basically like I saw something, you know, people are like they need to let the nerds run it, you know, and comic book fans, and listen, saying this as a comic book fan, these movies are not made for us because we're already gonna see them. They don't care what we think about these characters in these movies because we are already going to see them as fans of the source material. We are going to go see them. And if they make them true to that, then we are probably the only ones that are going to go see them. And that's not what they want. That's not going to get more Superman movies made. That's not going to get more Batman movies made. That's not going to get us a Suicide Squad. They can't make these movies for comic book fans. Because, you know, two reasons. They could do it. I mean, they could use the comics as the storyboard, which I have advocated for many times. And some things have done. Much as I hate to say it, I mean, Zack Snyder did just that, it seemed like, in Batman v Superman, which, that still irritates me. But in Dawn of Justice, I mean, there's some stuff that's like almost exactly like the book in the way it was shot, especially from Dark Knight Returns, which is totally that Batman. But there's some stuff that's shot for shot for that. And there is like the fight sequences and stuff. You know, there's some stuff that's like that. You know, don't get me started on the Doomsday stuff. But anyway, it's not made for us because we're going to see it anyway. And that's not an insult, right? I mean, we love this stuff. I mean, you know, honestly, it doesn't matter how many Superman movies they make in my lifetime. I am going to see them, right? As previously mentioned, I've got a tattoo of the guy. So clearly, I am going to go see them when they make them. And they know that, right? And that's not a knock. Like, they're not intentionally trying to slap me in the face and say this movie's not for you. Because it simply is not. They are also trying to broaden their base. They want to increase viewership, increase the fan base, right? They want more people to like Superman, not just me. So they have to change some things and make it broader. And that's what they did with Suicide Squad. And so with that said, I thought that was a pretty good movie. I mean, again, it's got its flaws. There's a few plot holes that don't really make sense. And that's why I'm hoping that there is a director's cut on the way for that will fill in some of those gaps, which I know I said that before, but that said, you know, Margot Robbie was great. It was almost cartoonish the way that she was Harley Quinn. I mean, it's seriously like when she said Puddin' and there was a Mr. J in there and there was a few different things that like she nailed it and like too good, really. And, you know, Leto's Joker, I talked about it a minute ago, but I liked it. I mean, it reminded me of, I don't know if anybody saw the recent, The Killing Joke animated movie that they put out for The Killing Joke, which is a Batman comic that, you know, pretty good. You know, it's pretty good. The ending apparently is a little debatable as to what happened. I think we all know what really happened. Yeah, he did it. But I thought Jared Leto's Joker was kind of along the lines of that Joker. Not exactly, so don't kill me. You know, there's some of you probably get really mad at me saying that. But he was no... To me, he was very, very similar to, in his mannerisms and tone, Mark Hamill's Joker. For those of you who don't know, Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker himself, has been the voice of the Joker for a while in a lot of animated things. He's the voice of the Joker in The Killing Joke, actually. And it actually took me a while to realize it was him. Which it does every time. Every time. How do you get me? How do you get me like that? Every time, Mark Hamill. I thought Jared Leto's Joker was very much that. Going back to Deadshot, Will Smith wasn't bad as Deadshot. Actually, he was fairly good as Deadshot. I love, they always play on Deadshot and his daughter, right? So I like that aspect of the character, and that they delve into that. They did the same thing on Arrow on the show with that Deadshot, which I'm a little angry because that guy, that Deadshot was awesome. When they did Suicide Squad on Arrow, when they did a little Suicide Squad episode on Arrow, that Deadshot was awesome. I liked that guy a lot. Captain Boomerang, which they've done him on Arrow and Flash on TV. And, you know, I've never been a huge fan of that character anyway. But Jai Courtney was, you know, I mean, he wasn't bad, you know. Jai Courtney was Jai Courtney. I mean, he's like that dude that's always on, like, the cusp of breaking out, but just for whatever reason doesn't. I don't know why. Maybe he gets overshadowed by other people that are in movies with him. Because this movie was kind of tailor-made for the other characters to outshine. Specifically, Deadshot and Harley Quinn. So, I mean, it was really the Deadshot and Harley Quinn movie, right? You know, I mean, they were the ones that focused on. And, we brought the Joker in. Oh, and Batman. And let me just tell you, right? Like, I'm the first person to be like, why is it always Batman? Don't get me wrong, I love Batman. When I was in middle school, we had a Batman club. And I was in it. Like, no, this was an official club at school. So, we got together. We watched the Adam West Batman TV show. And this was in the lead up to, this was before the Michael Keaton Batman movie came out, which kind of tells you how old I am. But anyway, I was a member of the Batman club. So, that said, like, why? It's always Batman. Like, I'm so sick of Batman. I'm sick of Batman fans. And I think I may have even said this on another podcast. But I just, like, it's always like, ooh, Batman. Batman. Yeah, Batman's kind of lame. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, he's cool, but he's also not as cool as y'all make him out to be. I mean, Oliver Queen, way cooler. Aquaman, way more badass. You know, oh, but he's the joke. He talks to fish. But Batman, brooding, whiny guy that hides in shadows and wears all black. He's, you know, Batman's a goth kid. I mean, come on. Don't get me wrong. I like the guy, but there are some cool Batman comics and stuff. I like to see Batman kick butt as much as the next guy, but let's face it, he's a goth kid. He hangs out in shadows brooding. You know, even Gotham, like, oh, it's all about Batman. Wasn't supposed to be. This was supposed to be, you know, about Commissioner Gordon. But it's all about Batman. Always Batman. All the time. They had Commissioner Gordon going and telling young Bruce Wayne plans that he was going to do. Why? It doesn't make any sense. Why? Because he's Bruce Wayne, so therefore Batman. It just, it's ridiculous. But, I like Ben Affleck's Batman. And I'm looking forward to seeing, if they're going to do it, I'm looking forward to seeing Ben Affleck's Batman and Jared Leto's Joker interacting. That's something positive that I got out of this movie, too. And that brings me to another thing that I really wanted to talk about. So, like, all the characters in the movie were they all did very well. The woman that plays Amanda Waller. She got Amanda Waller right. I mean, it was, I gotta look her name up because that's not fair of me to not remember her name because I know it, and I know it, but it's, what is her name? But she did a really good job being Viola Davis. There we go. Thank you very much, IMDb. And the iPhone for being able to look it up. but she did a really good job as Amanda Waller. Because that's an evil character. And I like that they made her fairly evil in this movie. So cool. You know, I'm glad they did that. I'm trying to think. Oh, okay. Killer Croc as well. I'm kind of scanning through right now on my phone, so if I see him a little discombobulated, it's because I'm trying to remember some other things I wanted to talk about with some of the people. But Killer Croc was one of those things I was worried about because I was thinking it looked bad, but it actually didn't in the context of the movie. It worked pretty well, actually. I thought Killer Croc came off better than I was expecting. But again, you know, I thought this movie was pretty good. Like I said, and I will continue to say, there's a ton wrong with it. There are a lot of plot holes in it. Don't get me wrong. There's stuff you can find to be mad about with this movie, easily. But all the hate that it's getting and the critics that just destroyed it, you know, I think this is a case of the whole being greater than the parts, right? So if you look at it and you break it down and break it apart, you could tear this movie apart. But if you look at it as a whole for what it needed to do, what it did, and what it sets up, it was a pretty big success. And then add in the box office success that it got. This thing broke a record for a Tuesday. So, to piggyback that, let me just point out, if that movie was and is as bad as the critics would have you believe, and the detractors that I see online, the comic book fans that are mad at it, right? If it was as bad as all of them say, then the word of mouth would have gotten around, and it wouldn't have continued to make money throughout the week and break a record on a Tuesday, right? I mean, that seems logical to me that would not have been the case had that movie been as bad as the detractors say it is. So, and it's also poised to, you know, take this upcoming weekend. So it's probably going to be the number one movie in the country 2 weekends in a row, which it could not possibly have done if the word of mouth from the people who had seen it agreed with what the critics said and what the comic book fan detractors say about it, right? It just couldn't. There's no possible way. Now, granted, at the time that I'm recording this, it's expected to do that, and it might not. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I think it probably will. And rightfully so. Because it was pretty good. I mean, it was pretty good. And that brings me to my final points here. The Batman stuff in it was awesome. As much complaining as I just did about Batman, the Batman stuff in it was awesome. And there was way more of it than I thought there would be. And for those of you that have seen it, The surprise kind of cameo from the other person regarding Boomerang, I didn't see that coming at all. That surprised me. So, which was cool. That's not something DC has done. It's not something that they have done to this point. And also, showing the funeral shot from Batman vs. Superman. Again, spoiler alert, if you have not, for some reason, seen Batman vs. Superman yet. My bad. But the funeral shot from that in this movie, in Suicide Squad. So it ties in directly. Also, Amanda Waller using Superman as justification, which was in the trailer, so that's not really... shouldn't be a spoiler or surprise to anyone that I'm talking about that. But using that as a justification, which she was just like, you know, what if he hadn't been on our side and this is why we need this Task Force X Suicide Squad. And so DC has never done that before. They've never really done things like that. Like, I mean, even going back to, like, the Joel Schumacher Batman movies, like, the only thing they really did was kind of mention Metropolis once, right? Like, they just don't do it. So, the fact that Batman was in the movie, which some people would argue, well, he had to be in the movie because Joker is in the movie, right? You can't have Joker without Batman or something. I kind of don't follow that line of reasoning. You know, yeah, he is Batman's main adversary, but, you know, I don't know. Like, that doesn't... I just don't follow that logic, because the Joker does lots of things, and It's not just Batman. Yes, they are kind of the yin and yang for that universe, but you know, anyway, and you know, the Batman Joker interaction, well, I will try to be as spoiler free as I can on that one, so moving right along. You know, there was other Batman stuff. And, you know, so now DC's doing stuff where they're tying things together. And they've never done that before, right? So I think people are judging Suicide Squad as compared to say, Avengers, right? And, you know, Marvel had a few movies before Avengers to put that together. You know, this is, you know, Suicide Squad... If we're not counting the Nolan Batmans, which I don't think we are and should, because that was like its own separate universe, which DC loves doing, and I actually kind of appreciate that. Although I would love to see a combined cinematic universe, which they seem to be finally doing, because we're getting a Justice League movie. Awesome. So that said, you know, you can't really count the Nolan stuff. I wish they would integrate the TV stuff, the CW-verse, as they call it. I wish they would integrate that, because that Flash is amazing. I mean, nothing against this new guy, but I've already got some issues with stuff they do with that Flash that irritate me. And, you know, I haven't even really seen him. But I've seen enough to get a little irritated by some of the things they do with him already. Like, if you've seen the Justice League trailer... when Bruce Wayne goes to talk to him, and in Batman vs. Superman when they show the clip and everything, like every time they show that Flash, there is like Speed Force lightning all around him and there's wind and stuff. Like, that's annoying. That is annoying. Because it disturbs the environment around him, right? And I'm just not okay with that. Like, the Flash can dart over and save someone and be back and they don't know it. But if there's all this Speed Force lightning and stuff, they're going to know it, right? That doesn't... Anyway, that's a whole other thing. But that said, they're finally doing this, you know, combined, integrated in universe. And it all started with Man of Steel, because then Man of Steel fed directly into Batman vs. Superman. And then Batman vs. Superman actually feeds directly into Suicide Squad. Which, holy crap! DC. Wow. Since when? And then they throw in a post-credit scene in Suicide Squad. I mean, it's not like full post, like, everything, but, like, you get a little bit of credits and then you do it. I forget what that's called right this minute. Please forgive me. I'm just, you know, I've been on vacation and I got sunburned and stuff, so I don't... My brain's still not fully back to... the real world yet. But that said, you know, they put in a post-credit scene, and holy crap, it was awesome. And then I saw a bunch of hate online about that. They were like, well, I even saw one of them, the headline was I don't remember who it was. It might have been MTV, but it was somebody, and it said, breaking down that lame post-credit scene in Suicide Squad. If that was lame to you, don't ever go watch another movie. No, because what that sets up and what that does was awesome. And it's not something that DC has done. And it alludes to that there has been a plan all along. And you know, I've got some faith in Geoff Johns, man. He's putting stuff together, it seems like. You know, again, for the billionth time, I really wish you would have worked in the TV Flash to the Justice League movie. Seriously, I get that you're not going to put Oliver Queen in it, which you should have. But, I mean, that Flash is awesome. That kid is Barry Allen. But anyway, I you know, I think the real point I wanted to make, I guess, is people are mad at this movie for all the wrong reasons. And I think what it really boils down to is that I just don't think people understand what they're getting. Not like, you know, oh, it was smarter than you. That's not at all what I'm saying. But I don't think people understand, like, okay, let's look at Suicide Squad in the order of things, right? You've got Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, and Suicide Squad, right? So, I mean, right now, Suicide Squad is essentially... It's like the Edward Norton Hulk movie, right? You know, like, it's not part of it, but it is, you know? And they're at that same point in the timeline. Because let's not forget, I mean, Iron Man 2 had some serious flaws, right? And Iron Man 3 sucked. I'm sorry. I'll say it. But you know, the thing is, too, is that people are comparing these DC and Marvel movies just because they're superhero movies. But DC has always been way different from Marvel. Their characters, their universe, the stuff that goes on, the storytelling, it's all been way different in tone, right? So it's not going to be the same. And on top of that, right, the brilliance that was Winter Soldier and Civil War, right? But Winter Soldier was better, sorry. I mean, Civil War was amazing, but Winter Soldier was just the best comic book movie I've ever seen. It was brilliant, because that would have been a phenomenal movie, even if it had nothing to do with comic books, right? If that was a phenomenal, like, spy thriller movie, even without the comic book stuff, right? So Marvel's had time to get this together. DC was never interested in doing it this way, and now they are. So you're comparing Suicide Squad to like Civil War, and no, I mean it's supposed to have been different in tone, and it's supposed to be a totally different universe. And on top of that, Marvel has had a lot more time to get it right. So, you know, at this point, you're comparing somebody's warm up, you know, to somebody else's finished routine after they've warmed up, to use kind of an Olympic reference, right? So right now, you know, you're comparing Katie Ledecky to Michael Phelps, right? Like, Phelps has been doing this and is on fire. Ledecky's just, this is, you know, her second Olympics or whatever. I was watching a lot of Olympics lately, so if that reference doesn't make sense to you, then my bad. Really probably isn't a good analogy to use those two, because they're both done it a couple times. But it's you know, you can't judge the DC movies the same way you do Marvel, for a lot of reasons. And Suicide Squad, I think, is a perfect example of that. So everyone that is hating on Suicide Squad, you probably should just shut your mouth. Because, and then that's not me saying, like, I know better than you. I think people are making apples to orange comparisons. And again, you know, look at the sum of the parts versus the individual parts themselves, right? Because if you take Suicide Squad at the sum, then I think you've got a pretty good product. If you take it by its individual parts, yeah, no, you're not gonna be okay with that. So anyway, try to be fairly spoiler free. Once I think more people have seen the movie, maybe we can go back and discuss some specific things. Maybe I'll have a guest on, but that's what I'm gonna try to do going forward. So, you know, give me a follow, Facebook, Kilo Bravo Entertainment. This will be on my YouTube Kilo Bravo channel, which doesn't really have anything on it so far. You can follow the podcast. You can watch the video. Give it a like, subscribe. Thank you very much for watching.